Hello.
Hi there, Stephanie. My name is
Yes.
my name is Lupe, speaking on a recorded line. I'm just calling in regards for an inquiry that was made for the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today, Stephanie?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good as well. Thank you for asking. Did you by any chance get some assistance already with an attorney to help you file a claim?
No, I was waiting. It's the first call I received.
No worries. And then if you don't mind me asking, what was your injury after taking Depo Provera?
What they diagnosed me with?
Yes.
It was the meningitis.
No, you're good. Are you trying to say, no, I understand what you're trying to say. Are you trying to say meningioma?
Yes, meningioma. There you go. These words
Perfect.
are so
There you go.
confusing to me.
That's how you said it. And I'm really sorry to hear, you being diagnosed with the meningioma. And then what was the what was the meningioma located in your body? I'm sorry, I can't even pronounce it as well there.
Where was it located in my body? What they took some did some stuff in my brain, like took some pieces out.
Oh, I see. So it was a meningioma of the brain, I see.
Yes.
I'm really sorry to hear that. And then, by any chance, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation at advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, aka you haven't signed documents with another law firm? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Alrighty. And then, would you be filing this claim for yourself?
Yes.
That is correct. And then, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Alrighty. And then, what would be the date of the diagnosis when you were told you were diagnosed with the meningioma?
The date of my diagnosis was, I'm trying
It's
to,
okay. Take your time.
thank you so much for being patient with me.
Yeah, no worries.
It was it was like in December 2012, the 10th, around like the 10th of June, well, 2012, around the 26th or so, December 2012.
It's okay. Yeah, and it's just an estimate since it was a while back, so I kind of understand that. So you said it was around December of 26th of 2020, 2012?
Yes, 2012.
2012. Okay. I see. December 26th, 2012. Thank you for providing that. Bear with me here. So that would be 12, 26, 2012. All righty. And then can you please provide me with your date of birth?
10/5/82.
And then I got 10/5/1982, is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you for providing me with that. And then this is just a referral question. Do you know anyone else who was also injured by using the Depo Provera?
No, I know I do not right offhand of anyone that's mentioned anything to me about
No
it.
worries. Alrighty. And then did you receive Depo Provera pill or Depo Provera shot?
I received the shot, the
Okay.
injection that they
The
put in the
injection.
buttock. Yes.
Okay, I see. And then it's asking here, did you consume use a name brand injectable Depo Provera?
The name brand of it that it was
Yeah,
that
Depo
the
Provera.
doctor. Yeah, the Pfeiffer.
Oh, okay, so it was Depo Provera. I see.
Yes.
Alrighty. And you don't recall ever taking the generic version, correct? It was just a Depo Provera?
Right.
Alrighty, no worries. And then the next question here, how many years was the Depo Provera used?
I used it for about 5 years.
5 years? Okay, I see. And then within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least four injections prior to the diagnosis?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then we're just gonna get your usage dates. We're first gonna start off when you first started using the Depo Provera, okay? Can you please provide me with the year when you first started using it?
And I want to say 2007.
2007. And then do you recall the month in 2007 when you started?
It was November because it
November.
was like, yeah.
No worries, it's just an estimate. So November. And then it's just an estimate as well. Do you recall the day in November of 2007?
You could probably say like around like the 15th or so,
The
maybe. I would
15th?
guess.
Yeah, no, it's okay. They're just estimates. So no, November 15 of 2007, when you started, what would be the date when you stopped?
I stopped taking it in December of 2012.
December of 2012. And then do you recall the day in December, or is it safe to just put the 1st of December of 2012?
Probably like in between like the 1st and the 10th of December.
The 1st or the 10th? Okay. Would you want me to put the 1st just to be safe?
Yeah, we can put the 1st to be safe.
Okay, no worries. So I got when you stopped was December 1st of 2012. Thank you for that. I'm just going to put this here for you. So November 15, 2007, when you started. And then when you stopped, it was December 1st of 2012. Alrighty. And then for the recorded line, can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And then it's just for the recorded line or required ask. I apologize. And then can you please provide me with your marital status? Single, married, divorced, widowed?
I'm married.
Married. Thank you for that. And then I have the spelling of your first name here as STEPHANIE for Stephanie. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you for that. And then the spelling of your last name would be BROWN, as in brown.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Just gonna input this here on the intake for you. Thank you. Bear with me. Righty. And then, is there any middle name I could put down here for you? I could put down the initial if you would like.
The initial is L.
L? Okay, thank you so much for that. Alrighty. And there's no suffix in your name, correct? Like a junior, senior, the second, the third, nothing like that.
No.
Right, thank you for that. And then in order for the attorneys to pull up your medical records, can you please provide me with your social security number? And if you don't feel safe giving me your full social, you could always just give me the last four, okay?
It's 5649.
5649, correct?
Yes.
All right, thank you so much for that. And I already have an email here on file. Just confirm if it's correct. I got ONYIAH704 at iCloud.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much for confirming. And then I got the primary phone number here on file as 313-929-4655. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And then is this a mobile phone number?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. And then what's going to happen here after I finish the intake here, it's going to send over some documents that require some signatures. After you sign them, I'm going to live transfer you to the attorneys from Angelo's, okay?
Okay.
But what would be your best contact preference from them? Would it be a phone call, text message, or an email whenever they try to reach out to you?
Email is good.
Email is good. Okay.
Yeah, that's where I can have,
Okay, no worries. And then what would be the best time of day for you to just be receiving these emails from the attorneys?
I'm free after 8 a.m. every day.
Alrighty. So evening?
The evening, I'm free all the way until 9 p.m.
Okay, I put evening here for you because it just has morning, afternoon, or evening as options. So I put down evening. Thank you so much for that. And then can you please provide me with the primary contact address?
It's 26332 Graham Road.
Graham, how do you spell that?
Graham.
Oh, I see here. So
That's
you record?
Rufford, Michigan. That's 48239.
And then Graham, you meant Graham?
Yes.
Okay.
Like graham cracker.
Yeah, graham cracker. There you go. And then what's after the graham? I'm sorry about that. Is it street?
It's just a road. It's not
Oh,
the street. It's
road.
yeah.
Road. Oh, I see. And then road in a
In
Redford t Township, Michigan.
Michigan,
Yeah,
yes.
Michigan. Yeah, I see it here. Thank you so much for that. Yeah, Michigan. So I'm gonna repeat it here for you. It's not showing. It didn't populate the city. Let's
Or you
see.
could probably just put Rufford, Michigan. It might not be township on it. It could just do Rufford. Sometimes it works for the township part, sometimes it
What would you
doesn't.
want me to put down? Redford or Township or both of them?
You can put Rufford, Michigan, that's fine. That's how I usually always write it out
For,
on
oh, on the,
paperwork
for,
and things.
oh, I see. For the city, I'm gonna just put Redford then, okay?
Yes, that's fine.
That's fine, okay. Would you want me to take out the township? Because for the primary contact info address, it comes up as Redford Township, Michigan. Would you want me to take out the township on there?
You can, that's fine. It's you can take it off.
Okay, it was
It
still good one.
can be there, or it doesn't have to, it doesn't matter. I still get to
Oh,
know.
perfect then. I'll leave it then. Okay, if that doesn't really bother you, okay, that's
Yeah, it
fine.
doesn't matter, yeah.
All right. Alrighty, and then thank you for that. And then before I move on from the address, is this a house or is there like an apartment letter or number or unit number that I should know? I can put
No, it's a
down.
house. It's
It's a
a single
house.
house, yes.
Okay, no worries. And then was the Depo Provera administrated by a doctor or medical staff or by yourself?
My doctor.
Your doctor. Okay. How many times was the injured party injected with the product? So you used it for 5 years. How many times per year would you use it? Was it like
I would go, it's a something that I would get every 90 days, like every 3 months.
three
We'll go
months?
in and
That
get
makes
one shot.
sense. So that's
Yeah,
like
so then it's like,
four times a year.
so yeah, probably within that five, there's a bunch in them years, I had
Yeah.
about 20 shots or so. Yeah.
It's okay. I can do the month for the math here for you. Yeah, it's 20,
Okay.
like you said. Yeah. 5 times 4, yeah, 20.
Yeah.
Because 5 years and then times four, the amount of times you used it per year, so that would be 20. So thank you for that. And then what was the name of the doctor that administrated the Depo Provera?
Leanne Roberts.
Leanne, like LEANN.
Yes, E. Roberts.
Then Michigan. Let me look him up here. Oh yeah, I found her. Leanne. Her middle name's with a J, right? Not a E. It comes out as a J. Leanne J. Roberts.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that. Alrighty, and then it's just asking for the name of the facility where the Depo Provera was administrated. Do you recall the hospital name?
Henry Ford.
Henry Ford Hospital, Detroit, Michigan. It comes up here right away, yeah. The address I have here for Henry Ford Hospital is 2799 West Grand Boulevard, Detroit, Michigan, 48202. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much for that. I'm just gonna put it here on the intake here for you. Got the facility number here as well on Google. It's gonna be handy. Alrighty. Alrighty. And then who would be your prescribing doctor? Stephanie, who would be your prescribing doctor? And it can be your primary doctor, any doctor who prescribes you medication.
That I would see now, far as after the
Well, with just, yeah, whoever prescribes you medication would be your prescribing doctor.
I still see Dr. Roberts, but I don't
Oh.
receive the depot anymore. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay, but she would be your prescribing doctor, right? She's the one that prescribes you medication.
Oh, you mean like far as the like my medications and things, it would be
Yeah, like
Dr. Wolf.
it can be any medication. Yeah. It's just asking for a
Yeah.
prescribing doctor name.
Oh yeah, Dr. Wolf.
Oh, it's not Dr. Roberts, right? It's another doctor. Okay, let me see here.
You can be it can yeah, you can use Dr. Wolf for that.
And then, how do you spell that doctor's name? I apologize.
It's just Wolf,
Oh, Wolf. WOLF.
Oh, yes.
Wolf. And then, what would be his last name? Dr. Wolf.
Oh, that is her last name.
Oh,
Her
that. Oh,
first
I see.
name is Angela.
Angela. There you go. I apologize. I see. So, Wolf's her last name.
Wolf.
Angela Wolf. And she's in Michigan, right?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Bear with me here. Yeah, is she like a nurse practitioner?
Yes.
I see her here. Would you like to see if we meet the criteria for the
Alrighty,
standard hospital?
copy.
And then it's asking for her prescribing facility name where she's located. I have here Corewell Health Belmont Troy Hospital in 7409 Second Avenue, Detroit, Michigan. Is that where
Yes,
you see?
yes, we'll record her, yes.
Thank you so much for that. I've got the name here with me. All right, and then the address for that, I have a 44201 Dequin Drive Road. I can't pronounce that. Dequindre Road, Troy, Michigan, 48085.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Got the phone here. And then where do you pick up your prescriptions? Like a Walgreens, a Walmart, CVS?
CVS.
CVS, okay. And then do you know the address for that CVS? Like,
it's,
I can...
Oh. Yes, it's a CVS. It's in Redford. It's on 5 Mile Road.
I see it here. Is that in Northville Township, Michigan?
No, in Redford, Michigan. It's around the corner from my house.
Oh, Redford.
It's, yes, it's 25380
Oh,
five
bear with
mile
me.
Road.
I apologize.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I want to type it down here while you say it. All right, can you provide me with that address again?
25380
Uh-huh.
5 Mile Road.
5 Mile Road. Yeah, Redford Township, Michigan. Yeah, I found it here. Thank you so much
yes.
for that. Here, yeah, because it provides me with their phone number as well. So I wanted to look it up on Google while you provided me with that. Got it right here. Perfect. So we got that. And then what was the method of the diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI, or both?
They did the CT scan, like, and took like little pieces out.
Oh, so it was a CT scan. Okay, I see. No worries.
With a biopsy.
Oh, a biopsy.
Yeah, CT scan with a biopsy. Like, and they took the little samples of the tumor.
I see. I'm really sorry to hear everything you had to, you know, endure. I'm really sorry to hear that.
Yeah,
and
thank
then,
you.
You're welcome. And then who would be your diagnosing doctor name? Is that Miss Roberts or would it be another doctor?
Should be Miss Roberts. Yes, Miss Roberts. Yes.
Yes, Miss Roberts.
Okay.
Leanne J. Roberts. I see. And then was that you got diagnosed at the hospital at Henry Ford Hospital as well?
Yes.
All right, thank you so much for that.
Well, no, the doctor, I'm sorry. The doctor, the neurology doctor that I dealt with for the stuff that did the CT scan and stuff is Dr. Ian Lee.
Oh, is he the Dr. Ian? Was that the one that treated you or diagnosed you?
I think he did. It was a part like both of it. There was
okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I see. So Leanne was the one that provided you only the depot shots, and then Ian was the one that diagnosed you and treated you?
Yes, they did the biopsy and everything.
Okay,
yeah.
I see. So he treated you as well. And he was the one that told you you were diagnosed with the meningioma as well, correct? He was your diagnosing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let me look him up here, okay? Thank you so much for that. Alrighty. And then Ian. Let's see here. All right. And then how do you spell that? Doctor.
It's I-A-N. Then Lee, L-E-E.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that. That's in Michigan, right?
Yes.
Thank you for that. Yeah, I found him here. I found his middle name as well. And then the address it showed up for him was 2799 West Grand Boulevard, K11, Detroit, Michigan, 48202. And then his name is Ian Y. Lee. I found him here. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All righty. And then were you seeing Ian at Henry Ford Hospital?
Yes.
Okay, I see. And he was your treating doctor as well, right? Because I was going to ask that
yes.
in a bit. Okay, perfect. I'm going to fill it up right here as well for you. And then you were treated at Henry Ford as well, like you were diagnosed there. I see.
Yes.
Thank you for that. Alrighty, Henry Ford Hospital. The address 2791. Henry Ford. Bear with me, we're almost done here. Treating facility address. Got the phone number. All right, and then he's a neurosurgeon, correct? That's his specialty.
Yes.
Yeah, certain neurological surgery. Yeah, so it'd be. Got that. All righty, thank you for that. And then, was there any prior cancer diagnosis?
They did the treatment was for the, what do you call it, craniotomy surgery and radiation therapy.
Okay, I see. So you were diagnosed with the cancer before the meningioma?
It was like, I guess I was a part of it from my understanding. It all was together, like part of like what was going on, like how it the diagnosis came about.
Okay, I see. So you didn't really get diagnosed with it, but it was like what led to the meningioma. So you didn't.
Yeah.
Okay, I see. So
Yeah,
there was no
so.
really, so there wasn't really a prior cancer diagnosis, right? Like they didn't technically diagnose you with it. They just told you that's what.
No, like I was basically, I didn't have cancer before any of this took place. Like
Okay,
it
okay.
came from the meningioma stuff, and then it they did the cranium, whatever it's called,
No
surgery type thing,
worries.
and
No worries.
I had to
So the
do the treatment for it, which
No
was
worries. Yeah, so there was never like any cancer before the meningioma. There was no prior cancer diagnosis. That would be a no. I'm really glad to hear that. So that would be a no. Okay, I'm glad to hear that, like I said earlier. And then did you receive treatment prior to your cancer diagnosis?
No, it was just treatment after the diagnosis.
Okay. All right, thank you for that. And then, what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma? Did you receive like any radiation, chemotherapy, any like?
Yes, I did the radiation. I had 9 months of that radiation for the craniotomy surgery performed.
Oh. All right, so you had radiation for like 9 months, I recall you saying, and then you said you had surgery done as well.
It was like the for the when they took the little biopsy stuff, because I consider that some type of surgery.
No worries, I'll put that down. So I put radiation for 9 months, and then I put down surgery. And did you receive the chemotherapy?
No, it was just the
Okay,
radiation.
no worries, no worries. All righty, so radiation and surgery. All right, and then didn't give you any medication, right? You didn't have to take any medication.
No.
Okay. Thank you for that. So I got that down. And then it's saying, do you have a family history of a meningioma?
No.
Okay, no worries. And then were you hospitalized for the meningioma? What's your history? In other words, what's going to show on his birth
I did the hospitalization. My it was like 9 days and I mean 11 days. Think about it, about 11 days or so. And I did like 11 days, and then I did like
11,
9 months. Yeah,
11
I did
days.
11 days, 9 months outpatient
So you were hospitalized for 11
for
days.
radiation, for the radiation. I did it. I did like 11 days and 11 days hospitalization, 9 months outpatient for the radiation. I took radiation for about 9 months.
I see. So, for the dates with that, you were hospitalized like the day you were diagnosed, right? Like, would it be December 26th of 2012? Would it be like the first date?
I went in like January when I started
Oh, okay, I see. So yeah, because it's saying
my
what dates?
treatment, like my radiation started
Oh,
in January.
no, not that. It's just asking for what dates were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Oh, Lord, I'm trying to remember the dates here.
That's okay. Take your time. No, take your time. No worries. I know it's a long time. Only have like four more questions. We're almost done. No worries.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, it probably was maybe around like after I was diagnosed.
I
So
see. So that
let's
would be
say
like the
like
first
just,
day.
yeah, it's so long ago. I'm
No,
trying
it's
to remember
okay.
all this stuff.
It's okay. So it was like what, like the same day or like the day after I should put, because it was December 26th of 2012 when you were diagnosed. Should I put down the 27th for the first day?
Yeah, we can go with that, and
27th. It's okay.
and
Yeah,
I'm pretty
it's
sure when
just
they
a.
pull the records, they can get
Exactly.
everything to
Exactly.
exactly see.
Exactly. Yeah, this is just to the best of your knowledge, you know, just to the best of your recollection, because this was a while back. They should be pulling up all your medical records. So let me put this here, 2012. So I put down December 27 of 2012 for the first day. So just what dates were you hospitalized for the meningioma? And then you said it was like 12 days at first, right? And then like 11 days at first, I'm sorry, that you were like
Yes.
hospitalized. Okay.
Yes.
Add that up. Bear with me. So 2012, and I was in December 27. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
And was your middle name on birth certificate?
So January 7th, all the way to January 7th of 2013. January 7th of 2013. Alrighty. Alright, and then does that sound accurate? Because I added up 11 days to that date. And that it took me to January 7th of 2013. Is that correct?
Might be around there, or probably like the fourth, between like the
The
fourth and
fourth?
the
Okay.
fifth.
Oh,
Yeah,
no
like the
worries.
fourth.
Thank you so much. Yeah. This is best of your knowledge. No worries. All right. And then do you have medical records showing a meningioma diagnosis?
Yes, Henry Ford. You guys did pull that from Henry Ford.
Okay, no worries. So you do that was just like the main important question here, that you do know those medical records exist, correct?
Yes, I do.
Thank you for that. And then if you were to able to obtain these medical records, how would you be able to provide them with the attorneys? Would it be mail, electronically, or both?
For me to send them to them?
You know, if yeah, if you were to be able to obtain them, like what would be the best way for you to send them to the attorneys? Would it be through mail, electronically, or both? Like, what's your best method?
I can send them both ways.
Both ways. I see.
Yeah, but I like email, it's faster.
No worries. Yeah, and then that's something you can tell the attorneys when you speak to them. Yeah.
Okay.
And then do you have access to your MyChart login?
I'm pretty sure I can get in there, yes, if I
Okay,
need
so you
to.
do. Okay, no worries. It's just a yes or no. No worries. And I put a yes for that question. And then
Just your best
let's
guess
see
for the
here.
first date.
All right, and then just the last question here. We request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So this is totally optional. Would you like to provide an emergency contact?
No.
No worries. Let me put NA here for you. Alrighty.
You happen to remember what his birth
Alrighty. Alright, yeah, and we're done here. I'm just looking through the intake, making sure I didn't miss anything, left anything blank on my end. Everything's looking good. And yeah, all right. I'm trying to see because we were working with two current law firms for this lawsuit, which is Angelo's and Ben Martin. Unfortunately, we already sent like we reached the cap for Ben Martin. We were only able to send up 50 contracts a day for that law firm. And then for the Angelos, unfortunately, it doesn't take your state. But that doesn't necessarily mean like I'm not going to be able to send these documents. Straight thing in the morning at 8 a.m. tomorrow, I should be able to send these documents to you. Would you like to take down my direct number, Stephanie?
Okay, one second here.
Yeah. And I apologize about that, Stephanie. And like I said, I'm going to be calling you on my direct number at 8 a.m. or whatever time works for you tomorrow.
Okay.
So I can send these documents over. And if you need any help, I'll be on the phone to help you out. But yeah, I apologize, Stephanie.
Okay, it's fine. I understand. It's a lot going on. I got it.
There's a lot of people we're helping out. And it's just like a daily cap that we can't. It's too many for the attorneys at a day.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's fine. Your number is?
Yeah, it is 949.
Uh-huh.
691.
691.
15.
15.
48.
48.
And then
okay,
my name
949.
Yeah, go on.
949.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. 949. 691-1548.
Correct. Yeah, and I was gonna be texting you before we ended the call. I was gonna be texting you with my number in case, just to confirm if you received my text message.
Okay.
But yeah, I just wanted you to write it down just in case, you know, we get disconnected.
Okay.
And then my name is Lupe, if you wanted to write that down as well. It's spelled L-U-P-E.
Okay.
All right. All righty. Perfect, Stephanie. So bear with me. I'll send you a text message. Bear with me here. All righty. Bear with me. I'm just typing this down. Alrighty, I just sent that. I sent a message saying, "Hi, Stephanie. This is Guadalupe. We just spoke in regards for the Depo Provera lawsuit."
Yes, I received it.
Perfect. I just wanted to confirm you received that text message before we disconnected. That's all, Stephanie. Well, thank you so much, Stephanie. And like I said, the law firm that's going to be representing you would be Ben Martin. I'll be sending all the attorney information through text message as well. Okay, so you'll be having that as well.
Okay, great.
Alrighty. You're welcome. And like I said, I'll be calling you tomorrow. What time works best for you tomorrow so I can give you a call and I can send those documents over?
If you can give me a call about 8:30, that'll be great.
8:30 a.m. I got you.
Yes.
And what time is it for you right now? I'm in specific.
It's 1:54.
1:54. Okay. Thank you so much. I'll be calling you at 8:30 a.m. tomorrow. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.